This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get live chat going, friends. If you're watching us live, let's start kicking it off. Let's rock this show. With that said, I would like to ask anybody that's listening to me right now what this is. 8 U.S. Code 1324. Can anybody tell me what the 8 U.S. Code 1324, what does it say? Because we're hearing about all of these illegals, 1.5 million of them, that have come into the United States of America over the last year, illegally. And then you have the best that you have, your said Republicans standing back, acting as if they can do nothing about it. Well, doesn't Commander-in-Chief have meaning behind it? Isn't it his purpose to enforce the law? By the way, isn't it the job of those that represent we the people to restrain men from sin, to magnify the law, to maintain order, to making reference to God's moral law and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous? I mean, that's my understanding of the law. What's missing concerning all of these illegals coming into the United States of America? The law. What's missing concerning the lack of peace that the American people have today? Judgments. And why is it that we don't have judgment? Because the people don't enforce the law. Okay? They're standing back watching an administration act as if it is not the President of the United States of America, acting as if he has no authority to enforce the law, when people seem to have forgotten just a couple years ago. For 8 years, you watched an administration transgress the Constitution over 1,160 times. Lawless, transgressing the law, breaking the law, and the people let him do it. Now when you have a president that can enforce the law, he stands back as an impotent commander-in-chief, acting as if he doesn't have the authority to do so. What is 8 U.S. Code 1324? I'm asking the question. 1-866-582-9933. What is it? Why are people being destroyed in this country? Because of the lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. Hey, folks, let me tell you what 8 U.S. Code 1324 is. It's federal code. Okay? Any person knowing that a person is an alien illegally brings to or attempts to bring to the United States in any manner whatsoever such person at a place other than a designated port of entry or place other than designated by the commissioner, regardless whether such alien has received prior official authorization to come, enter, or reside in the United States, and regardless of any future official action which may be taken with respect to such aliens. This is against the law. It's against federal law. We're being told the left again, divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. We're being told the left is alluring these people into the United States. We're being told the left are alluring them in through welfare. We're being told the left. Wait a second, again, America. Who is the left? Criminals. that need to be dealt with by the right. Because, again, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. So why do we have a left? Folks, they're their scapegoat. They're their scapegoat, friends. They're a created nemesis, an arch enemy. As they play the game together, they're actors, they're best of friends behind closed doors. Bringing about what? A new world order. Is this brand new administration a globalist? Absolutely. Are the players in the federal government new world orders? Are they globalists? Absolutely they are. Don't stand by, stand back and play the fool to the game that they're being that you're being played to, friends. Okay? You're being played by the dupes of ill-designing men. It's coming about because of the lack of attention of the American people to the concerns of their own government. This isn't happening by chance. It's not happening by chance whatsoever. What would happen if you didn't pay your taxes, friends? I'll tell you what, that government would zero in on you real quick, wouldn't it? Yep. We need to stand up and think about what we're being told today. Now, what I want to cover is the fact that when we look at what's going on in the United States of America, friends, concerning the lawless, we need to ask the question, we need to ask ourselves, who is it that's alluring these illegals to come into the United States of America? I can tell you, they are felons alluring illegals into the United States of America that are masquerading as mayors. Do you understand? It's the mayors in the United States of America that are alluring them into the United States of America. Remember what John Locke said, along with Charles D. Montesquieu and William Blackstone, English common law. Remember what he said, wherever the law ends, tyranny begins. Hey, folks, you have a full frontal view of what tyrants look like. That's all you have to do is look to your federal government in every capacity. Rewriting law, tearing down law, recreating it in their own image. I didn't know that they have a right or had a right to tear down the United States Constitution in which hundreds of thousands fought, bled, and died giving us, to go ahead and tear it down and to recreate it in their own ungodly, unconstitutional, unlawful manner. They don't. But again, as long as the American people don't know the difference, they'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with. And guess what's happening, friends? They're getting away with what you're allowing them to get away with. And you're playing the stooge because you think the guy in the People's White House right now is the guy that's going to do it for you. Oh my goodness, friends. Did you see what he just signed? The USMC. There is no more borders, friends. He obligated foreign countries now to intervene at will through the USMC, okay? Just so you know. And if you want to stand back and act like there's a crisis at the border, folks, it's way past that. It's way past that concerning what you're tolerating today. Now listen to this. It was reported by Mr. Madani, a White House reporter, this being under Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration, that big city mayors have vowed to defy the law regarding sanctuary cities harboring illegal aliens. Well, guess what, friends? They're doing it today. Your country's being handed over to those that mean to destroy, to pillage, and to conquer every given step of the way. We're going to hit this right when we come back, friends, talking about criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities, and I'll highlight some other things in the process of doing just that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com. Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
LibertyMedia.com. You can jump online at any time. Facebook, double E. Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Got Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. You got several videos going viral right now. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Or if you'd like to go live on live chat, top chat, we totally appreciate it. And we see that you guys are busy over there, so thank you for doing so. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Well, that said, we were just talking about 8 U.S. Code 1324, how it's federal law, how it's being violated by your representatives. Then we were talking about criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. They are the ones alluring these illegals into the United States of America on your dime through welfare. Also wanted to let you know, in asking you a question and clarifying a point that I made during the last segment, I just got all of you smart Trumpites a question. I just got a question for you, a real quick one, okay? How does the deep state push their agenda forward? I just asked you a question. How does the deep state push their agenda forward? Another question I have for you is, who is the deep state? Folks, have you ever listened to these people, these conservative talking heads, identifying each group, the left, the liberals, the Democrats, the communists? I mean, and the list goes on. And that's all you have to do is understand that we're ruled by law to understand there's either a people that are ruled by law in this country And there is a people that are not ruled by the law in this country. And if they're not ruled by the law in this country, then the lawful are to actually deal with them according to God's commandments. Because you love him. Not because you have to. Right? How does the deep state push their agenda forward? I'm about ready to tell you how. How does the deep state push their agenda forward without America's politicians doing it for them? Isn't the deep state trying to disarm you right now? I'm just curious. Is it the deep state sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb? Is it the deep state that is advocating men marrying men and women marrying women? Is it the deep state tearing down your borders? I'm just curious. I'm speaking as a fool to those that don't know the difference. Who is the deep state? And again, the question that I have for you is, how does the deep state push their agenda forward? And now I'm going to finish that without America's politicians doing it for them. Yesterday, or on Saturday, I had spent much time talking to you people out there about all the crimes of politicians and how they're promulgated through the CIA-controlled media on a daily basis. Another scandal, another politician committing adultery or stealing funds from we the taxpayers or committing the act of treason. And then the American people are led to believe for some reason or another we can't do anything about it because they don't want to do anything about it. And then they act like nobody can do anything about it until their tenure's done. So another guy can come in and do the same thing, if not worse, right behind them. How stupid can people become in this country? Dull and insensible. You wouldn't allow that to happen in your house, but you allow it to happen in your country? And just think about this. If you allow it to happen in your country, soon enough it's going to come into your house. How do you take on the Kool-Aid that's served up to you on a 24/7 basis by professing Christians and professing conservatives in this country that make absolutely zero reference to the law that brings about the resolve in this country? They keep coming up with all these names. I mean, these people and people listening to these people are the reason your backs are up against the wall, America. You keep listening to their filthy lies, their compromises. And again, you know what compromise is, America, where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong, right? A bunch of diplomatic magicians. And like Ben Franklin rightly said, diplomacy is seduction in another guise. And you put up with this. Reminds me of Jeremiah 5:30, where the people said, my people would have it so, the Lord said through Jeremiah. My people will have it this way. And this happens because the American people hold fast to deceit. They hold fast to the words of them that are lying to them. And you know that you're being lied to. And if you know you're being lied to, do you expect a different harvest than outside of the lies that they just told you? I mean, if you sow a bad seed, you're going to reap a bad harvest, right? Good doesn't come of lies, friends. It brings about more darkness. The American people need to stand up and deal with corrupt politicians in the United States of America. Period. This will all stop. The deep state, as you've been told, friends, you've been brainwashed to accept another one, haven't you? The bottom line is the deep state cannot do what the deep state wants to do, as they call them, if it wasn't for the American politicians doing it for them. And by the way, all the above said that I said earlier, who's bringing about gun legislation unlawfully to strip you of your God-given rights? Politicians are. The ones that are right in front of your face. And they're being sold to you through the good guys that are actually the bad guys. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14. I also wanted to highlight one of the things that I was bringing about during the last segment as well, just to clarify it. The highlighting of the treasonous acts of this current administration concerning the removing of, remember how it's a great deal to get rid of NAFTA and replacing it with something far worse that you weren't told of, right? Well, I wrote in again and warned the American people again that the American people have been diverted in keeping their eyes on the southern border concerning illegal immigration coming into America, immigrants just coming over here and then demanding their rights. And by the way, and then getting into the United States of America. And instead of actually being deported back out of the United States of America through ICE agents, you've allowed those that you call the left to say, let's get rid of ICE. Friends, let me tell you this. This is a free one. The only reason they're bringing illegals into the United States of America is because they need more support. They don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. Okay? They want illegals to come in. And they want them to vote for illegals that you call American representatives in this country. You have representatives that want illegals to come into the United States illegally, and you think that they're operating legally and lawfully, friends? Wow, you're a glutton for punishment, man, let me tell you. But again, let me say this. I highlighted the treasonous acts of this administration. This administration. You know, it's funny how people keep talking about how bad Barack Hussein Obama is, but they tolerated him for 8 years. People keep talking about how George W. Bush was, and he was, by the way, for 8 years, but they tolerated George Bush for 8 years. And then the preceding administration. I mean, they honestly act like corrupt politicians are going to correct themselves. They're not going to do that. I'm just here to tell you that. That's why you have, when you peruse the Constitution, Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, to remove them and then charge them, each and every one of them, and every one of them. People are sick and tired, America. They're sick and tired of corruption. Justice guards our liberties, and guess what's missing, friends, is justice. But here we have it. I wrote that the American people have been diverted and keeping their eyes on the southern border, okay? Keep in mind, it's your representatives in the United States of America, criminals masquerading as mayors, that are alluring them into their prospective cities throughout the United States of America, which is a felony, okay? And P.S., by the way, if a felon, an illegal, comes into the United States of America, allured by one of these said mayors, these felons masquerading as mayors, if a crime is committed by one of the illegals that they actually bring into the United States of America, did you know that that said representative is responsible for the crimes of the illegals that they drew into America? That is found in 8 U.S. Code 1324. They are responsible for the crimes of the illegals. Okay? But going back to Donald Trump and him talking about how it was a bad deal NAFTA was, we need to replace it. What he didn't tell you that he replaced it was with was something far worse. On November 30th, 2018, President Trump, along with the Prime Minister, the sodomite, Allah-worshipping Canadian, the President of Mexico, also signed the United States-Mexico-Canada USMCA trade agreement. Trade is in quotes because the document isn't about trade. It's about setting up global government. It's not about trade, it's about setting up global government. It's an agreement, in quotes, because the document is a treaty, and that invokes the two-thirds ratification requirement of Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution. I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about how Donald removed that bad deal NAFTA, and he replaced it with something called the USMCA, just so you know and have clarification as to what I'm talking about even now. Be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A student is in stable condition and another in custody after shooting at a school in Arkansas.
This morning at approximately 9:14 a.m., we had an active shooter incident here at the Prescott High School. It was a student-upon-student incident.
Police Chief Joseph Beaver says both students were in 8th grade and 14 years old. The victim was airlifted to a Little Rock, Arkansas hospital. The school believes the student who was shot was targeted, and the investigation into the shooting remains ongoing. Classes have been canceled for the rest of the day. Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally is hosting a roundtable on Monday to discuss the groups of illegal aliens flooding the state's borders.
According to CBP, they've also said that when they have about 4,000 people in custody, they consider that a high number. 6,000 they consider at a crisis level, and last week it was 12,000.
This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends in April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Started off talking about the 8 U.S. Code, 1324. It's a felony to aid or abet foreigners to come into the United States of America. If they do so, you are responsible for the crimes committed. And it's interesting to note, friends, that we have criminals masquerading as mayors. I'll get to that in just one moment. Alluring them into their cities, calling them sanctuary cities, as if to suggest to America that they are above the law to bring illegals into the United States, which only, again, exposes them for their lack of support. They're bringing those people in because they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. And we need to think things through. And then I got caught up, friends, on one of the things that I'd shared with you. It's an article called How Does One Deny the Fruit That's on the Tree and That Bears the Fruit? And highlighting how does the deep state push their agenda forward without American politicians doing it for them? They can't. So then, therefore, who is the deep state, America? Again, you need to think about what's going on here in your country. Then I highlighted the fact that, friends, the President of the United States of America, the new administration, you can't blame Obama for this one, folks. Okay? You just can't do it. As much as I can't stand that foreign criminal sodomite, which is all true, friends, the fact of the matter is we're seeing the agenda going forward, regardless of who's in the people's White House, because the people haven't figured out that they're caught up in this circular reasoning, the dog that just can't catch its tail. And that's exactly where the CIA-controlled media would have you be. Okay? Taking no grounds whatsoever. Well, just look to the law. Then you'll understand everything. Okay? Look to the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America, friends. Then you'll understand what the problem is. Whoa, how many people are going to go to the documents and say, I didn't know that. I didn't know that they couldn't do that. And I didn't know that we, the people, have the power to go throw him out through impeachment, through Article 2, Section 4 for committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. And then we have the ability as well to go ahead and charge them for their crimes and throw them in jail where they belong. Nope. But when you do that, I'll tell you what, you're going to put the fear of God in every other politician that wants to think he's going to violate the smallest jot or tittle of any law that our veterans fought, bled, and died giving us. And if the American people, out of gratitude, were thankful for the sacrifice, we wouldn't have corrupt politicians. We wouldn't be having the conversations that we're having today in this country. But let me get back to this. Remember, Donald Trump said that NAFTA was a bad deal for America, but did you know that he replaced it with something far worse? It's called the USMCA. It was a trade agreement between the United States, Canada, and the President of Mexico. Keep in mind, they're not at odds with each other the way the media plays it out to be, right? You have to understand that they're in it together because they're trying to create a global government, giving all power over to the United Nations. And by the way, that's exactly what Donald Trump is doing right now, relinquishing your God-given rights through the WSMCA, the trade agreement. And again, keep in mind, trade is a document, and it's not about trade. It's about global, setting up global governments, okay? And the agreement is a treaty, and that invokes the two-thirds ratification requirement of Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution. Now, Christine Stockheimer wrote at the New American, not only is it still alive, it is larger and much worse than NAFTA. The text of the USMCA, according to the former ambassador, the U.S. ambassador to Canada, Bruce Hayman, has portions and chapters of the agreement that are identical to those in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. Robert Leitzer even admitted it's built on many TPP aspects. These facets, according to the New American writer Christine Gomez, have the potential to strip the United States of America of its sovereignty. This all being done under Donald Trump. Oh my goodness. I know there's a lot of people waking up to this administration. I really do. And I praise God for it. But it's very disheartening to continuously have to say the same things in different ways, because about the time that people are going to figure out Donald Trump is at the end of his tenure. As they stand back and look at the destruction. See, they don't understand that prevention is better than cure. Friends, let me say it this way. Donald Trump is committing a treasonous act. And this USMCA has the potential to strip the United States of its sovereignty. As he's being what? Used as the point man. As being used as the advocate for the American way. What is he doing behind closed doors? And by the way, it's like that in small print. If you've ever looked at the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that he signed too, you know, all you pro-lifers might want to understand that he gave $50 million over to the likes of Planned Parenthood. And then he gets up in front of 650,000 people during this pro-life rally. And by the way, woohoo, every one of you that are standing up protesting, that understands what a Protestant is supposed to do concerning the corrupt government that is foreign to the American government when they sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb, he gets up in front of all of them acting as if he is the pro-lifer, when in fact he just gave millions and millions of dollars literally signed over to that of Planned Parenthood behind closed doors. But you took him for face value. And it's the same thing with the gun issue, friends. And the list goes on and on and on and on. And who told you all of the information that you're getting? The CIA-controlled media that you declare that you just don't believe. That you just don't believe. Going back to criminals masquerading as mayors, as you may know, back in 2017, January 26, we were told that the president was going to set forth an executive order that threatens to cut off federal funding to cities. You don't need an executive order to do that, friends. It's against the law. It's null and void. How did they pass it in the first place? That's the folks, you need to put yourself in the position of asking them questions and having them prove where delegated authority came from for them to implement that which runs counter to the U.S. Constitution. Quit getting caught up into their debates. That's all they merely have to do. Hey, folks, you know what they're talking about today? You know, everybody's making fun of Ocasio. You know, this little congresswoman from New York that's just a lunatic. Everybody despises her, makes fun of her, but I want to tell you something. The joke's on you for allowing her to remain. But she's suggesting just some way out of sight, out of mind things, right? Like the climate change initiative. That's a different show. But you know what everybody's talking about right now? The climate change issue, and they're talking about a green bill, and they're talking about, well, you know what? Some of the Republicans are jumping on now, and they got the people caught up into this as the next new thing, so they can start to push that, so they can lay more oppression on you by taxing you more for another one of their unconstitutional bureaucracies that they are now creating. Friends, that's what this is all about. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, and take it to what's going on today, because the Word of God never changes. It endures forever, and it changes not, okay? His word never changes because he never changes. Hebrews 13:8, Malachi 3:6. Now, with that said, friends, why is everybody talking about it now? If she's such a joke, why are the Republicans now jumping on saying, let's do it a little bit of a different way? Because they all work for the same people. And it all runs counter to the U.S. Constitution, folks. Okay? It runs counter to the U.S. Constitution. What did these lunatics do before? Let me ask you this, to the older generation, to the present generation. What did we do for 6,000 years before these lunatics got on the globe, like the Al Gores of these? I mean, folks, these folks are on not the lunatic fringe. They're past it. They're cow vapors. I mean, see, and this is what people talk about it and they laugh about it. But before you know it, you're going to be paying for it. And you're the ones that are laughed at by these people that you make fun of on a daily basis. It's true. It's true. It totally is true. I want you to listen to some of these quotes by mayors, like that of criminal mayor Bill de Blasio. He vowed that action won't change when or how we enforce the law in New York City. That's not law. That's lawlessness. Okay, they're outlaws. De Blasio said that the city has been able to dramatically reduce the crime rate in the nation's largest city. Hey, folks, listen to this, okay? He wants you to believe what he's saying here. De Blasio said that the city has been able to dramatically reduce the crime rate by bringing in illegals. How does that work? Is this a confusing message? Why, yes, it is. Read Daniel 7 when you get a moment. Daniel verse 7. Confusion of face. Why? Because you have forgotten your God. The crime rate dramatically reduces by bringing criminals into the city? Wow. I mean, they've already got people talking about undocumented immigrants. They're not undocumented. They're illegals. And that makes them criminals. And they're subject to incarceration, right? And deportation. But the American people, again, who don't believe the CIA-controlled media, soon enough they take on their talking points. Oh, man, you know, they're not illegals anymore, you know. Better not say that. That's not politically correct. Hey, you politically correct jokers out there, I want to tell you something. You're traitors to your own principles. You're traitors to your own God, and you're traitors to your own people. You're worthless. You're a part of the problem. You are the problem. You need to repent. Acts 20, verse 21. You're nothing but a bunch of Judases. Luke 22, verse 48. That's exactly what you are. As you kiss away those that you betray, just like the politicians that educate you and dummy you down to do their biddings for them, right? De Blasio said that the city has been able to dramatically reduce the crime rate in the nation's largest city. Wow. What won't the American people believe, man? And he's off on his own little life. You know, he's living out his own little selfish life now. He's made millions of dollars off the stupidity of the people in New York City, and he's going to go on living high on the hog while he continuously deceives the people.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and From Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just talking about how, you know, as a matter of fact, I want you to know how this works. So today, Lord, what is it that you want me to talk about? What are we covering today? And then I listen to the news again. And, of course, Donald Trump is threatening other countries concerning the illegals coming into the United States of America. Well, I just highlighted the fact that he is allowing the sovereignty of the United States of America to be stripped through by removing, eradicating NAFTA and giving America over to something called the USMCA. Okay? You're being lied to all the way across the boards. And again, I know that there's a lot of people that are finally, especially with the gun issue, they're beginning to understand that, wait a second, Donald Trump is not doing what he promised. As a matter of fact, they're coming to the realization that he's doing the exact opposite of what he said he was going to do concerning so many issues on the front. And nothing new under the sun, because the very first day, friends, I said the agenda is going to go forward regardless of who's in there. And again, if you read Leviticus 26, starting in 15 to the end of the chapter, Deuteronomy 28, starting in 15 to the end of the chapter to 68, you're going to find out this is exactly where America's at right now. And it's not good. Our rebellion towards God is what is bringing this upon our country. And all are being used. No one is exempt from God's judgment, not a one. There is no good guy, bad guy. You're all bad guys before a living God, unless you're robed in the robe of Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Period. But let me get back to a couple more quotes. I was just sharing with you that the criminal mayor, Bill de Blasio, said that the city had been able to dramatically reduce the crime rate in the largest city, New York, by bringing illegals into it. And he wants you to believe this, okay? Folks, what these people are doing, and this is what you need to understand clearly, okay? And I'm not speaking above you, I'm speaking to you. In this example, de Blasio, who is a felon, advocating illegals to come into his country through something called sanctuary cities, completely contrived out of thin air, completely illegal in this country. Common sense comes into play, period. Folks, they're using the law against the law. This is what communists do. Folks, de Blasio is having you blame the criminal. Folks, this is what he's doing. He's blaming the law for the crime. And by the way, if you look at Jesus Christ, that's exactly why he was crucified. He was hated for his love. Same thing with King David, Psalm 109. Also read, going back to the New Testament, John 7. De Blasio is blaming the law for the crimes that he is committing. Read Romans 3:20, also 1 John 3:12. Let's go to the next one. Sometimes you just got to laugh, friends. You just got to let it run right down your back what's going on, because it's just, you're immersed in this stuff, but you have to overcome it every day. And the only thing that overcomes this world is the faith of the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. Mayor Marty Walsh, who, by the way, was shortly thereafter, a couple kids came forward concerning the crimes that Marty Walsh, was it Marty Walsh? I'm sorry, Ed Murray, forgive me, in Seattle. Ed Murray had a couple kids come forward. He's a pedophile. And, of course, when you see guys like this acting out in such a fashion, you know that they're extorted men. They're controlled men. They have controllers that are telling them what they're supposed to do next. And if they don't comply with what they're supposed to do, then guess what? They'll be ousted. But let's go to Boston really quick. Mayor Marty Walsh called the law an attack on Boston's people to say that illegals can't come here. Okay. Again, they're attacking the law for their crimes that they're committing. Okay. Totalitarian mindset. Communism. Mayor Marty Walsh said that the law is an attack on Boston's people, Boston's strength, and Boston's value. And I highly doubt Marty Walsh is speaking for anywhere near the majority of the people in that city. He said, if people want to live here, they'll live here. See, so you have a bunch of people that believe they're above the law, but keep in mind, they swore to uphold the law that they're tearing down now. He said, they can use my office, said Marty Walsh. He said, they can use any office in this building. Well, I wonder if I wanted to use Marty's office if I could do that. Probably not. I'd probably get arrested for doing so, right? But illegals are welcome to go ahead and do so. Well, that's craziness. I mean, folks, really what it comes to is you should put these criminal actors, because that's what they are, that masquerade as mayors in jail where they belong. And notice they're all working together. USMCA coming from the president. You have, prior to that, mayors alluring them into the city, create the crisis, and then bring in the New World Order. Who said that over and over and over from the presidential bully pulpit? George Bush. Out of chaos, we can create a new order. Well, then, who's creating the chaos? They are, right? Going on to Seattle Mayor Ed Murray. Sexually molesting minors. He said that we believe, again, using the law against the law, we believe that we have the rule of the law and the courts on our side. In other words, I believe we have enough people in our pocket that everybody that puts themselves up to be the good guy, regardless if it's the attorney or if it's the judge or if it's the city representative or whatever the case might be, I think we got enough people in our pocket now to just go along with us to push this agenda through. That's what he's saying. How do I know that's what he's saying? Because action speaks a lot louder than words, and I can hear his actions big time. Matthew 7:16. You got Chicago effeminate boss, dead fish, Rahm Emanuel. He said, I want to be clear. We're going to stay a sanctuary city. Well, it's amazing Chicago can just do whatever they want to do. Has anybody ever taken the time to see how many of their former governors have been imprisoned for crimes against the people? Folks, that is a mob. That is the mob. Federal government is the mob, folks. It literally is. I mean, you want to know who does the drug trafficking? Just look to the mob. You want to know who does the selling? Just look to the mob. You want to know, I mean, the list goes on. Who does the gun running? Just look to the mob. I mean, Fast and Furious, don't forget about that, right? Don't forget about the CIA going backwards. Don't forget about the CIA when they hit the side of a mountain, they had 4 tons of cocaine on it. Yeah, don't. Let's not forget about all that drug trafficking into California back in the 80s that they were using for their wars. Okay, don't forget about none of that, friends. You can play the fool all you want, but you do it to your own demise. He said, I want to be clear. We're going to stay a sanctuary city. There's no stranger among us. We welcome people, whether you're from Poland or Pakistan, whether you're from Ireland or India or Israel. So am I. So is everybody else in this country. But do it legally, because we're all mutts. Nobody's ever denied that. But why are they so adamantly set about obeying the law? Because, friends, they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. They need illegals to come in and do their biddings for them. And these that are coming in, these useful idiots that are playing along to get along, don't realize that they're merely being used on the behalf of these men that want to stay in power and wield more control over the lives of the illegals that come into the country, as those illegals now begin to plunder what you have, taking from the haves to give to the have-nots. You haven't seen anything yet, America. You haven't seen anything yet, America. You can mark the word of God. You have not seen anything yet. You're in it. It's going to get to the point where you are no longer going to be able to resist, because you've allowed them to incrementally colonize inch by inch, foot by foot, yard by yard, mile after mile, until you have nothing left. And how many of the older generation are standing back and saying, well, you know what, that's going to have to be something for the young ones to take care of, because that's not my problem. No, you're responsible for creating that problem for the young ones. Again, you're the worst of men, and you wonder why you're being a reproach to the younger people, why they despise you, why they want to overthrow you. Folks, I see it all day long, and I can't stand it. I really can't. Mayor Ed Lee told reporters nothing has changed for his city following the lawful order. He said, I'm here to tell you today that we are still a sanctuary city. He's a felon, friends. I started the show up by asking you the question. Look it up even now. Matter of fact, I'm going to paste it to my chat friends over here right now, to Top Chat. And I want you guys to look at the law for yourself to understand that every one of them are felons in the face of the law, which exposes their crimes. Romans 3:20. For by the law is the knowledge of their sin, their transgression, friends. You want resolve? Then stand up, America, as one nation under God. Unite, which will expose our enemies, and act. Okay? So our posterity does not have to suffer that which most have been derelict of duty.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.